This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Few issues have welcomed the arrival of the Obama administration as fervently as climate change, many advocates of which gathered locally this weekend for a low-profile, three-day applied solutions workshop hosted by the Sonoma County Water Agency. One concept that seems to have been accepted by most everyone concerned, noted UC Berkeley energy policy professor Dan Kamen, is the need for Americans to begin paying the actual cost of the carbon they consume.
Whether that comes through a tax mechanism or through a cap and trade, there's going to be a very active national and local debate about which way to go. But the market forces that we're hoping to set up are ones that reward clean energy and punish dirty. And whether it's the carbon cap and trade, the cap and dividend, the tax, that's a story that we're going to have to find out what degree of bipartisan effort emerges in local legislatures and the federal government. And we're still feeling that out.
Whatever the result of the policy debates, it's clear that consumers will play a critical role in implementing those eventual outcomes. And Kamen notes there is every indication we're willing to do that, even if the current economic climate is blunting that inclination.
We know that the savings in terms of energy and better air quality do benefit people right away, but when people are trying to make their mortgage tomorrow and people are worried about layoffs, it can get lost in the shuffle. And so I think the real issue is to find the types of solutions that benefit cities and individual homeowners right away. Find ways to build that next economic boom that might not start tomorrow morning, but if we invest in it now and we set up the right conditions, we can actually emerge with another wave of innovation. That's the agenda that's emerging.
But that's not just up to government, says Yobi Benjamin, a serial entrepreneur whose most recent venture, TrueCarbon.org, aims to get the makers of everything from wines to shoes to identify the carbon costs embedded in their products and then let consumers make their choices accordingly. The net result, Benjamin hopes, will be to drive up the cost of carbon credits for major polluters, such as smelters and coal-fired power plants.
By having the consumers and citizens be part of the equation, we can force the price of carbon credits, which are traded in the global markets, to go up. And when the price of carbon credits go up, a polluter will have to face a decision. A, do I continue buying carbon credits? Or do I now decide that it's cheaper for me to put in the scrubbers in my coal-fired power plant to actually become a cleaner generator of electricity?
However, skeptics at the conference question Benjamin's for-profit business model and its inability to redirect consumer behavior towards decreased energy consumption. While the discussion over details rages on, Professor Kamen notes it is now doing so in a climate of support and participation at the federal level.
Hopefully, the dynamics of the last 8 years, which is very much local and state frustration and federal inaction, is now replaced by good ideas come from both sides, although politics is always politics, so you know there'll be some serious infighting on the details.
The Applied Solutions Workshop continues through Saturday afternoon. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.